Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel. This video is about university tuition fees in South Britain, because yesterday the United Kingdom's socialist government made this announcement. But as I say, it's only about South Britain. This is a devolved matter. Northern Ireland, Wales, Scotland, they will do their own thing on that. They've all got their own legislatures, but some of them will do the same to some extent. It's very, very complicated. So I think it's in England, if you'd lived in England for at least 3 years before you began university, it's whatever amount. Or if you lived in England but went to university in Northern Ireland, you're paying more, and vice versa. Right, so Labour several years ago said they were going to abolish university tuition fees altogether. They're rising, but by a very small amount. They were frozen 8 years ago. Universities were crying out under the Conservatives to allow the university tuition fees to go up. By the way, this is the maximum. Universities are allowed to charge less, as little as, say, £6,500 a year. Majority are charging the maximum. And as of next autumn, it'll be £9,535 a year for your first bachelor's degree. If you do a master's degree or a second bachelor's degree or something, it's more. Now, this fee is regardless of a university that's sort of semi-state. There are private universities like the University of Buckingham or the University of the Humanities, and they charge whatever they like. So universities, they get some of their funding from the government. Oxford University complains that they get less and less of the government, which demands they do more and more and is interfering all the time. Oxford gets only about 20% of its funding from the state, whereas other universities is a much higher percentage because they don't have alternative sources of revenue, such as international fees, merchandising, property portfolios and so forth. So the fees were frozen at £9,250 in 2017. And that's why home undergraduates were a loss-making prospect, fees going up by another £285. So whether you're doing economics or medicine, these people tend to earn very high salaries, or doing something that's very poorly remunerated, people doing whatever, drama, creative writing. People who've got degrees in drama, creative writing end up earning less than average. The whole university tuition fees thing, it goes back to Tony Blair. So Tony Blair came into office with an aspiration to increase university participation to 50% of young people. And then they came to that under the Conservatives, is gone down slightly. This, the freeze rise, make it go down again. So it really is preposterous. Here back to the 19th century, been under 1% of young people attend university. By 1963, it was 4% of young people. In 1979, it was about 10%. Admittedly, there were polytechnics on top of universities. It's now 50%. Well, slightly below. So it's like 48%, which is ridiculous. You don't need huge armies of graduates. There's just not that many graduate roles. The idea, if you do any white collar job, if you sit at a desk at all, you've got to have a degree. And many people are doing things which are not graduate roles. Why do people largely keep out of the job market for a further 3 years and add this huge debt to them? So it was unaffordable to increase student numbers so much, unless there were fees. So Labour, they broke the seal of introducing £1,000 per annum. I agreed with that, went up to £3,000 per annum, up to over £9,000 per annum, is going to creep up towards £10,000 per annum. It's hard to believe that 30 years ago, if you're a home undergraduate, there were no fees whatsoever, and indeed there were grants, money from the government to live off. Not a loan, it was a gift. Now, you don't have to pay these fees up front. You go to university, you graduate, and then you start repaying it back when you start earning 25 grand or something, which is not very much. And then you pay it back over however long it takes you to pay it back. And the more you earn, the higher fraction of your earnings are taken. It's a bit like paying national insurance. Anything not paid back after 40 years is written off. It's very easy to evade the repayments by simply emigrating. If you leave the country, there is nothing they can do. So it's an imbecilic system like that. Now, the Labour government, quite sensibly, they exempted nursing from university fees because the country needed nurses. Nurses, well, are vital, literally vital, needed for life, but they don't earn a huge amount. To encourage people, many people to go into it as possible, and people are leaving nursing, dropping out of it, or retiring, not being replaced at the same rate. About 50% of nurses are from abroad. The United Kingdom has to make such strenuous efforts to recruit from overseas. So perhaps that should be exempt. And let's be frank, some subjects are more socially useful than others. I did history, not very socially useful. I did a master's degree in linguistics, or doing things like cultural studies, creative writing. We can do without that. You don't need to study creative writing to be a writer. So it is preposterous that we have so many people attending university, and it's just really a huge waste of time, a huge waste of money in many, many cases. I could abolish fees by reducing numbers. And no, I haven't crunched the numbers. I don't know how to be down to 30% or 20% of the population. There's also qualification inflation. As it's meant to help you in the job market, the more people have a degree, the less valuable it is, the laws of supply and demand. So it is ridiculous to make people feel failures if they don't attend tertiary education. You're a loser. You can never get anywhere in life without this. So I know some people who have eschewed that, who see that this is a bubble, that it's been overpriced. And then they are starting life tens of thousands of pounds in debt, about £30,000 in debt from fees, maybe the same again from living costs. And there are some student loans. I think there's some grants from people from low income families. So it really is ridiculous. And it's just not true to say that the more people go to university, the better it is for the economy. There are countries like Germany with a much lower university participation rate. The economy was healthier. There are countries with higher university attendance rates, like, say, Georgia or Armenia, which have worse economies. Now there's a level below which I wouldn't need to go. More means worse. And that's what Auburn War said in the 1950s, the first phase of hugely overexpanding universities. I mean, the 1950s expansion was sensible. In the 1980s, it was about where it should have been. The 1990s, it was ridiculous. It overexpanded. You know, John Major, an absolute idiot, the most uneducated prime minister ever. No doubt, well, that's why he wanted to destroy the university sector, by rebaptizing all the polytechnics as universities. The United Kingdom went from 40 universities to about 80 overnight. There are now 141. Some are going to go bust. Wonderful. Okay, if there's a glut on the market, something's going to go bust. There's sort of rationalization. And people realizing it's little or no advantage to be £50,000 in debt by the age of 21. Admittedly, this often doesn't count against your mortgages, but you might as well just get into a career and work your way up. Like a young woman I know, forgive me for the anecdotal evidence, despite decent A-levels, eschewed university, and then went into a hotel to work her way up to manageress. Or only 50% of people pass GCSEs with five subjects, including English and maths. By passing, I mean grade four. You know, grade nine is the best GCSE, grade one is the worst, grade four is the lowest pass, three is a narrow fail, two is a bad fail, one, like, you didn't write anything on the paper. So it's very, very easy to get that. And so people who just scrape through, they get degrees. A-levels, what percent of people pass three or more A-levels with grade C and above? I mean, it'd be like 40%, if that. Some which are very, very easy. These people are just simply not academic. They're not bad people. They may have wonderful other talents in other areas. But we should not be putting people who are really not scholarly at all, who've got no desire to learn, into tertiary education, which are really just Maoist madrasas. And the left likes it because it's all about propagandizing for the far left. Anybody who questions leftist shibboleths is seen as a fascist and a racist and a whatever else, is just branded all these ghastly insults. And they know that it turns them more likely to be left-wing voters. So the academics, like 80% of whom are left themselves, far left in many cases. So it's very sad that the United Kingdom, which had some marvelous universities, had the whole sector trashed, and academic pay is lower than ever. And yet the vice chancellors are paying themselves more and more. So when will some rationalization come to close down some of the university places and actually do a needs analysis? We need X number of dentists, these many engineers or whatever. And that's what we'll provide. If you want to do things which are not leading directly to a career, like geography or English or Spanish, that's great. But we're not going to have very many places. So many drama graduates don't work as actors and actresses. Do we really need 5,000 drama graduates a year? I don't know how many are doing it. I just made that statistic up. So Labour, I suppose, made the only decision to make, as they're not willing to rationalise numbers. Right. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, George Callahan 79@gmail.com. Goodbye.